Hi, this is Chris, and this is my first podcast. Today I want to talk about the question, can independence fix primaries if we got out in large numbers and participated? Because in Arizona, we have something called open primaries. What that means is that an independent can vote in a primary. All we have to do is pick which party's primary we want to vote in. We don't need to switch our affiliation. And we have to do that. It's pretty simple. You just have to notify the Arizona Secretary of State. I believe it's by July 13th or the 12th. It's the last Friday. I think it's July 13th. Yeah, Friday the 13th. Notify the Secretary of State which primary you want to vote in. There's going to be four in Arizona. There's the Republican, there's the Democrat, there's the Green Party, and there's the Libertarian Party. I've picked the Republican primary to vote in because there's a lot of competition. It's going to be exciting. And not only because I'm running as an independent in the general election, the Democratic didn't have as much competition. And in my district, there are four Republican candidates running. And so I want to pick the best candidate. I'm not going to game the system, by the way. I'm going to pick the best Republican that I think, if I didn't win, would be the best candidate to represent our district. So that's my story. But the question here is, I'd like to get your opinion, okay? And I'll explain a little bit more about this. So I'm just putting this on a podcast so I can get... So I can hear from you. So I think if independents in Arizona, there's 1.2, you know, more than 1.2 million of us in Arizona, which is not much less than the Republicans. I think they're about 10 or 20,000 more and a couple hundred thousand more than the Democrats. So we're by far not the a small faction. We're the second largest faction in the state. And so I think that counts us out as spoilers. So the question is that I'd like to hear back from you all on is, if independents participated, you know, in large numbers in these primaries, would that make a difference? Would that shake things up? I think it would. And here's one reason why. Because oftentimes we hear in primaries that people will play to their base. They'll go to their extremes. And I don't know, you know, we hear these political pundits, these talking heads tell us, don't worry, they'll move to the center in the general. To me, that's a problem. I don't want to elect somebody who's able to say one thing to one person and another thing to another person. That's I think that's a form of bipolarism. Not to make fun of people with that disorder, but that's kind of a schizophrenic bipolar political disorder that I'd like to see gone. I'd like to see the people in the primaries, their message be as consistent and remain consistent through the general. I don't think there should be a message that somebody, you know, tells you in the primary and then another message in the general. I think that's wrong. Well, wrong maybe isn't the right word, but I think that's a problem with our primary system right now. And that's why I think independents can fix it, especially in Arizona with, you know, these statewide offices where that means, you know, the governor, the secretary of state, the attorney general, these positions, you know, if there are a large number, you know, if all 1.2 million independents registered to vote in the Republican primary, I can assure you that Ducey and a lot of these Republican candidates, you know, he's competing against Ken Bennett. Their message is going to be a lot more consistent if they know that they have a huge faction out there that they also have to appeal to. They're not going to go to their extremes. That's going to eliminate that pandering is probably not the best word, but pandering to those extremes. If they know that there is a faction out there that'll be voting in this election, that's going to force them to have a much more consistent, you know, message. It's going to, I think, push reason back into the primary and extremism out of the primary. So that's why I think, and so that's on a statewide level, on a legislative level, you know, the House seats, a lot of them, you know, independents in a lot of these districts. Actually, in District 9, there are more registered independents in District 9 than there are Republicans or Democrats. So let me tell you, and that's a there's two Democrats running and two Republicans, so it's a toss-up. You know, once you pick a party, though, you have to vote. You vote in that primary. You can't, like, say, I'm going to vote in the Republican primary for the statewide offices and in the Democratic primary for the legislative offices. You got to pick one or the other. But, you know, the House district, that's, you know, we have 9 House members of the House of Representatives. District 9, again, has more independents. So if independents got involved and that the independents in that district got involved in one of the two primaries, that would be big. They can decide the outcome of that, of the Republican or the Democratic primary election. I think there's 4 Republicans running in that district for that seat in the primary, and 2 Democrats. And in all of the state districts, like the one that I'm running in, you know, in most cases, in all cases actually, independents represent 70 to 90% of the majority party's figure. So, you know, a lot of these districts, you know, have been gerrymandered, so they either go Republican or Democrat. So what I'm saying is, either way, okay, whether it's a Republican district or a Democratic district, if the independents in that district got involved in one of those primaries, you know, the majority party's primary, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they would equal 70 to 90% of the registered voters in that district. That is huge. So the majority party, or the dominant party in that district, would not be able to ignore the independents. And so that means they're not going to pander to their extremes. They're going to have to provide a consistent message. They're going to have to be reasonable. So I truly believe that by independents participating in primaries, we will inject consistency and reason back into the primary system, which is going to yield much better candidates out of both parties. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I think you can probably, there's a couple of ways to respond to me. One way, though, if it might be the easiest, is just go to my website at www.voteleone.org. That's VoteLeone.org. And, you know, register there with your email, and then you can leave me a message that way. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. That's all, those links are all on my website. But get in touch with me. And then, so for my next podcast, I'd love to share some of your thoughts and maybe even have one of you on the podcast with me. Look forward to hearing from you. Again, thanks a lot. This is Chris Leone signing off, running for the State Senate in Arizona, District 23. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.